This week's column features an interview with Timmins' own Ashley Robitaille. Ashley is a skilled defenseman with the OUA's Brock Badgers. Ashley wrapped up her season last weekend. The seniors were celebrated before Friday's, February 16, game versus Western, where Ashley would score the overtime winner of a 1-0 game to keep Brock's playoff hopes alive. With friends and family in attendance, Ashley received gifts from the team in the annual evening honoring the team's seniors. So sit back and enjoy an interview with Ashley. When did you first start playing hockey?
I first started to play hockey when I was 5 years old. My mother taught me how to skate at the age of four by bringing me to public skates at the Mountjoy Arena.
What was the first organized team you played with?
The first organized team I played with was Timbits White. From there, I played many years with the Timmins North Stars as well as one season with the Timmins Eagles.
Were you always playing girls' hockey or did you play boys also?
I played boys' hockey for the majority of my time in minor hockey. I made the switch to girls' hockey in my first year of midget.
When did you decide you had the ability to play at an elite level like U Sport?
From a very young age, I knew that playing at an elite level was a goal of mine. At the age of 14, I moved away to North Bay where I spent 2 years playing for the Ice Bolts program. This was the start of speaking with college, university coaches and trying to decide what would be the best fit for me at the next level. It definitely was not easy, but I knew that if I could focus on things that were within my control like my work ethic, that my goal would be achievable.
Did you always play defense? If not, when and why did you change?
I have always been a defenseman.
Your brother Riley was also an exceptional hockey player. What kind of influence did he have on your hockey?
Having an older brother that shared the same love of the sport as I did definitely gave me an advantage in the game. He was always happy to help me, from teaching me what offside was to showing me how to take a hit in my parents' living room. Although most would argue that he failed to teach me how to score goals, he was always ready to have shooting competitions in the basement of my parents' house.
Pretty sure I already know this, but were you two competitive with each other?
Him and I were definitely competitive with each other. I think it comes with the nature of the sport. We definitely have many stories from our childhood that we still laugh about to this day. For the majority of the time, it was a friendly competition. We usually always got along very well with each other.
Other than your family, has any particular persons been helpful to you in your hockey career?
I am very fortunate to have had many people that have supported me throughout my hockey career. My billet families in North Bay and Waterloo have had such a big influence not only on my success as a player but also on my development as a person. They gave me the necessary environment and support that was needed during my transitions between teams and moving to new cities. I am extremely grateful for their contribution to my hockey career. I am also extremely thankful for all of my coaches that have helped me become the player that I am today.
What's the best piece of advice about hockey that you remember receiving?
The best piece of advice about hockey that I've received is about the importance of being coachable. I was told that although being a skilled player may be important, true success is often hindered without a coachable attitude.
What made you choose Brock?
What made me choose Brock was the beautiful campus and the community-like environment. It was one of the smaller universities in Ontario, which reminded me of home. I also immediately felt comfortable with the coaching staff and with the players that I had met. This decision was one that I had put a lot of thought into, and I can confidently say that Brock was the best decision that I could have made. The relationships and memories that I've made will last a lifetime.
How many times a week do the Badgers practice?
We typically practice 5 to 6 days per week in the preseason and 3 to 4 days per week in season, along with 3 workouts per week. Our practices vary in time and intensity depending on what our game schedule is for that week. A typical week on the ice would be practice Monday to Wednesday, a short pregame skate on Thursday, and games on Friday and Saturday.
Favorite pregame meal?
My favorite pregame meal is any kind of pasta and salad. My go-to is usually prosciutto and cheese stuffed tortellini with a Caesar or Greek salad. What flex stick do you use?
I use a 65 flex stick.
How important is mental preparation for you and why?
Mental preparation has been extremely important for me. It's not only something that I do on the day of a game, but is something that I carry with me throughout the entire week.
This can be anywhere from watching video of my previous games, to visualizing plays on the bench before warm-ups. It has helped me stay focused and disciplined and ensures that I stay in the right mindset to be at my best.
You are an alternate captain. What are the skills and qualities you feel are required to be an effective leader as an AC?
The skills and qualities that I feel are required to be an effective leader as an alternate captain is being accountable, adaptable, hardworking, and having a positive attitude. I have always been the type of player to lead by example by working hard and by doing things the right way, and this is something that I've tried to stand by during my time with the Badgers. I've also learned that being a good alternate captain is not only about being a good leader at the rink, but it is also important to be a good student and to be involved in the community.
Do you have a most memorable hockey moment?
My most memorable hockey moment would be winning the OUA Macaw Cup Championship with the Badgers in 2021-2022 at the Memorial Gardens Arena in North Bay. This had been my second year with the team, but first year playing due to COVID-19. This was our first championship in program history, and it was a representation of all the hard work we put in as a team during the 2 years prior. What made it even more special was being able to share the moment with my parents and grandmother that were in attendance at the game.
I know you and Carly Blomberg, assistant coach at Brock, were teammates at Brock and good friends. What's it been like having her as an assistant coach?
I have always looked up to Carly in many ways. She was an alternate captain for the team in my first year, and most would agree that she was the glue that held the team together. Not only is she a great leader, but she is one of the most genuine people that I have met. I am very fortunate to be able to call her a great friend of mine. Having her as an assistant coach this year has been very similar to having her as a captain. She always knows what needs to get done and what needs to be said to help the team. The team is very lucky to have her. She has a very bright future in coaching.
Have you considered playing at a higher level? Either soon or after you finish your education.
With the debut of the Professional Women's Hockey League, PWHL, in January, this is something that I have only recently started to consider. However, my main focus is currently on completing my undergraduate degree in medical science and getting a master's degree. I am not sure what will be next for me in hockey, but I do know that I will always stay involved in the sport somehow.
With your major being medical sciences, what specific field would you like to pursue and why?
I will be completing my undergraduate degree in medical sciences in April. From there, I plan on completing a master's of public health. I have always been interested in health, and have recently discovered a more specific interest in community health and the social aspect of health. It would be extremely rewarding to me to be able to return to Timmins and contribute to the health and well-being of the northern community.
Tell us a little about what it was like to have family and friends be able to attend your seniors' night before the game with Western.
Without my family and friends, I would never have had the opportunity to be where I am today. It was extremely special for me to be able to share that moment with them and to celebrate all of the sacrifices that not only I have made, but that they have also made throughout the years. Hockey has been such a big part of my life, and to have the support of my family and friends on that night truly meant the world to me. I am so thankful for them.
Someone I know from your area, who has seen you play a lot, told me a while back that you are a very talented and strong player. What do you feel are your biggest assets that have formed you into that player?
I think that my hard work and determination is ultimately what has formed me into the player that I am today. My strength has always been my skating, while my weakness has been stick handling. I also believe that my size and physical strength has been an asset to me.
Would you someday like to get involved in coaching and why?
Coaching is definitely something that I would like to get involved in someday. I would love to grow the game for girls and women in Northern Ontario. Growing up, there were never many opportunities for me as a female player in Timmins, which is why I had made the decision to move away at such a young age.
This is something that I would like to change for future generations. It is also extremely important for me to share my experiences and passion for the game with young athletes of the community. What piece of advice can you offer to young girls and boys playing hockey? Advice that I would offer to young girls and boys playing hockey is to enjoy every moment and to get outside of your comfort zone. Celebrate the victories, learn from your mistakes, but most importantly, don't be afraid of failure. Believe in yourself and don't stress about the things that are outside of your control. Tell us a little about how you felt after scoring the OT winner, 1-0, against Western last Friday. It was such an incredible feeling. Being able to score my first OUA goal in a do-or-die game is a moment that I will definitely always remember. Seeing the excitement and the relief from the team was by far the best part. I was just so happy to be able to do that for the team and to celebrate my first goal with my best friends. Having my parents in attendance also made the experience that much more special. There were so many emotions surrounding that game, and this definitely added to the excitement of the night. Thanks, Ashley, for taking the time to so thoroughly and thoughtfully answer our questions for our readers. As quite evidently displayed by her answers, one quickly releases the many exemplary character traits of Ashley. More than just a superb hockey player, she is an intelligent, caring, and good-humored individual grounded with a strong sense of family and friends. She definitely has a bright future ahead in all she does. The NOAA, in partnership with the Great North U18 Hockey League, recently held a camp for 2008 birthdate players to form Team NOAA, which will compete in the annual Ole Cup. The Ole Cup will be held in Mississauga March 25 to 30. Timmins Majors forward Eden Etheridge was announced as one of the players who will represent the North at the Cup. The Ole Cup brings together 20 U16 teams for the tournament to decide the best U16 team in the Ontario region. 17 spots are guaranteed. The Greater Toronto Hockey League, the Minor Hockey Alliance of Ontario, and the Ontario Minor Hockey Association will each send 4 teams. Based on playoff standings and finish, each of the 3 leagues will send 1st, 2nd, 3rd and 4th place playoff finishers. Hockey Eastern Ontario will send 2 teams, their finalists, while Hockey Northwestern Ontario, the Northern Ontario Hockey Association, and a U.S.-based team will each send 1 representative. 3 wildcard teams are included shortly before the tourney. Later skater. Have a tip or comment for Mully? Send us an email.